Good evening. This is Akash Bani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sheri Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad are joining the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide and its utility is also being recognized by the people. He stated that there is barely any world leader who has not discussed yoga during his interactions. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the global community, especially fellow citizens of India, on the occasion of 10th International Yoga Day today. In a social media post, the president said that yoga is India's unique gift to humanity. She added, in view of rising lifestyle-related problems, yoga has become far more important today. Akashvani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashvani News' preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashvani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati chairman Namnit Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of the unwavering commitment of Akashvani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances. The Delhi High Court has said the trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will not be given effect till it hears the ED's plea challenging the relief granted in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate mentioned its plea challenging the trial court order for an urgent hearing before a bench of justices Sudhir Kumar Jain and Ravinder Dudeja. The bench said the case file will come to it shortly and thereafter it will hear the matter. The High Court said till then the trial court order will not be acted upon. Delhi's Rao Avenue Court had granted Kejriwal bail on a bond of 1 lakh rupees. The Supreme Court today declined to hold the NEET UG 2024 counseling process again and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency. The court clubbed new pleas with existing petitions and set a hearing date for 8th of July. The decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEET UG examination. The Election Commission has directed for the updation of electoral rolls in Jammu and Kashmir. The first of next month will be the qualifying date. With this, preparations for J&K Assembly elections will be initiated. The Commission has also initiated the preparations for forthcoming Assembly polls in Haryana, Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The updation of the electoral rolls in these states will also start with 1st July as the qualifying date. The term of the existing Assemblies of Haryana and Maharashtra are going to end in November this year, while in Jharkhand it will end in January next year. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a two-day visit to India. This will be the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in India. Sheikh Hasina was among the international leaders who attended the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Union Council of Ministers earlier this month. Her visit is on the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. On the first day of her visit today, she will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.